A new commandment have I given you, that you love one another as I have loved you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Twice today, then, the gospel is solemnly sung with all of the bishop's ceremonies, the gospel telling the simple story of what occurred at the Last Supper before our Lord gave us his body and blood, the sacrament, the sacrifice of the Eucharist. Our Lord washed the feet of his disciples. Do you know, he says? Do you know, he asks, what I have done for you? I have given you as an example that as I have done to you, so do you also one to another. Now, in the history of the church, they used to wash feet a whole lot more than they do today. I think it would be good to revive the practice, actually. I asked Father Larrabee whether or not he would be washing the feet in Milwaukee, and if Father McGuire had scheduled that, and they thought I was kidding. But actually, I think it would be a good thing for every priest in every chapel to wash the feet of 12 in memory of what our Savior did that day, because it is too easily forgotten, I mean, the spiritual lesson that lies beneath it. No wonder St. Benedict, in his Holy Rule, which is the bedrock of Catholic Christian civilization, commands that the Father Abbot should frequently wash the feet of the monks and, in particular, of any guests who come to the monastery. Because the washing of the feet symbolizes the practice of charity. Our feet get dirty one way and another, even the best of us. Our feet get dirty. In the old days, obviously, if you didn't wear socks and you didn't wear shoes, your feet got dirty almost right away. And so, because it was a little uncomfortable with sand between the toes, it was ever so polite of the host, as he welcomed you, to wash your feet so you would relax a little, you'd feel comfortable as you sat down to dinner with him as an invited and an honored guest. We wash each other's feet when we wash away each other's faults. How do we do that? Well, the first way, of course, is just silence, to say nothing. Sometimes, instead of washing away each other's faults, the grains of sand and dirt between the toes, we have a way, almost by our commentaries, to broadcast them, to tattoo the faults, so that everybody knows, and so is associated with such and such a fault. Look, we all have our sins. We all have our failings and our faults. We don't need to belabor the point, I don't think. But what we need to do is to wash them away so that they'll feel better about things. And so will we eventually on that great day when we are summoned to be judged by Almighty God. He'll deal with our faults. It's not our duty to talk about the faults of others, because in so talking, we make the feet dirtier. And sometimes there's an odor that ensues. You can't help it. And it's all very unpleasant. It shouldn't be that way. You should feel comfortable and at ease. And that's what you do when, by silence or changing the subject or rendering some practical assistance, you wash away your neighbor's fault. No one's saying we don't have faults, we all do. But it is our job not to tattoo them into the flesh, but to wash them away gently. And on this shall we be judged by our Lord. St. Louis Bertrand was a great Dominican father in the Middle Ages. And once when he was prior of a monastery in Valencia in Spain, he had a young subject who was quite the up-and-coming young Dominican, and he knew this and he knew that. And he was a very learned man already as a young man. And one day he decided that it was time for him to let the superior, to let Father Louis Bertrand know how much he knew. And he said to him, "Father, it seems to me you don't really know too much about science, do you?" And Father Louis Bertrand responded to him very humbly and very charitably that human knowledge was one thing, but that there is another kind of a science, the science of the saints, which is most important of all. "Brother," he said, "Lucifer was very learned, And yet, Lucifer was damned. And that was all there was to the conversation. The brother was a good young religious, was fervent and fulfilled the rule and did his duty, and died sometime later, before I think he was ordained a priest even. He died and he went to purgatory. And one day he came to Father Bertrand, as Father Bertrand was chanting the divine office, and he came to him and he told him, "Father, I am in purgatory because of that uncharitable comment I made to you. Do you remember that? And God will not forgive me until you do, and show you forgive me by saying a mass for me." "Oh, willingly will I do so," he said, "my son, willingly." And he read the mass, and the soul came this time forgiven. All of his earthly knowledge, the young and incoming, up-and-coming young man who knew everything, it meant nothing in the end. What meant everything was forgiveness and the sacrifice of the mass. And how often we read in Father Shoup, the classic text about purgatory, how often we read about the apparitions from purgatory of those who were tortured and tortured in the tongue because they never knew how to control it. And sometimes they spoke so cruelly against their fellow Christians. And those sins must one day, because they were not washed away in this life, be burned away in the next. Let's learn the lesson, shall we, of the gospel today. Let us at last begin again to be charitable one to another. And when we see that someone's feet are dirty, get a little water, get a towel, wash them up quickly without saying anything. Don't spread it around. And before you know it, he'll be feeling better, and so will you. And that, my dear faithful, is 9/10 of practical Christianity. I confess, if you spent very much time in a Catholic community, you'd hardly know that were true. But that is our Lord's plan. That is his idea. And surely this is the reason we read the gospel twice on Holy Thursday. Examine yourself on that gospel today. Make your good resolutions. Wash the faults of your neighbor away. Don't make them stay. Don't make them permanent. It's just, you have it in your power. Wash them away. You'll be washing away your own as well. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.